A recent letter informing me about my elderly friend in Nebraska brought joy to my heart. In the lively 80s, this octogenarian, who is 88 years old, was recognized as Nebraska's 1995 Outstanding Adult at the Governor's Conference. Many memories came to my mind of how her radiant faith has blessed my life and so many others. She is able to bring rays of sunshine into the cloudy lives of the people she surrounds herself with. She has an encouraging word for everyone, regardless of age, and seems to always see a silver lining in every cloud. I am sure she must believe the birds always sing after every storm. There have been the trials and triumphs, and she will tell you that she couldn't accomplish anything without God's help. She gives credit to her faith in God. Cheers, Levada. I recently read that the Minnesota Medical Association states that you may be old at 40 or young at 80. In all of my own research, I have noted that old people, and even old people, can accomplish a lot as long as they feel young at heart. As I jogged my memory, I could think of a number of individuals who made significant contributions to the world in their 70s, 80s, and 90s. Tennyson produced his famous poem, Crossing the Bar, when he was 83. Webster compiled his famous dictionary at age 70. John Wesley was still preaching every day at age 88. Philip Brooks was still preaching at age 84. Benjamin Franklin wrote his autobiography at age 80. Michelangelo painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel on his back at near 90. And wasn't it Grandma Moses who started painting in her 80s? Oh yes, people can still accomplish a lot at any age. I am sure you have your own story to tell or can tell me about someone you know. I would love to hear from you as I just became a great grandma last week. A new chapter in my life. Warm thoughts to live by. Count your friends, not years. Count your life by smiles, not tears. I grow old, learning something new every day. Salome. Celebrate life at every stage of life. Warm thoughts from the little home on the prairie, over a cup of tea, by Luetta G. Werner. June 1st, 1995.